Thirdly, Christianity is complex, both in its internal development and in its cultural engagements. Now, I will be spending a great deal of this class talking about Christianity's internal developments and the complexities thereof. But it is important to recognize that Christianity has engaged, been transformed by, and transformed in turn, Jewish culture, Greco-Roman culture, European culture, Asian culture, African culture, and the cultures of South and North America. Fourth, it is remarkably diverse in its manifestations. It exists not only in three major families, the Eastern Orthodox, the Roman Catholic, and the Protestant versions of Christianity, and we'll talk about that in a later lecture. And the Protestant version itself is subdivided into hundreds of different groups. But it also exists in many different lifestyles. Christians have been martyrs, they've been monks, they've been mendicants, they've been missionaries, they've been mystics. They live alone as hermits out of conviction. They live together in communities and in communes. They worship in basilicas or in cathedrals. Some of them worship at drive-in movies. Some of them worship, they say, through TV broadcasts. They include the most highly intellectual sorts of people, scientists, philosophers, theologians, and the most ignorant and benighted of folks. They included the most wealthy and powerful of European population and the most miserably poor of Rio de Janeiro. Fifth, Christianity's influence can perhaps most simply be stated by the fact that most of the world operates on a dating system that revolves around the birth of Jesus. The dates B.C. means before Christ. A.D. in Latin is Anno Domini, the year of the Lord. And even though most of us, especially scholars, have now shifted to the more neutral designations, which I will use, before the Common Era, B.C.E., and C.E., the Common Era, it still remains true that the point of pivot is, in fact, the birth of Jesus Christ. So for all of these reasons, its size, its history, its complexity and cultural engagement, the variety of its manifestations, and the fact that it organizes the time of much of the world's calendar, points to Christianity as a truly world religion. Now, as a world religion, Christianity is at once distinctive and paradoxical. Christianity has strong family resemblances to the other so-called Western religions of Judaism and Islam. All three are monotheistic traditions. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam all claim that there is but a single ultimate power that has created all of reality, that has revealed itself to humans and giving them commandments, that is the savior of humans and is the judge of humans. All three of these traditions are structurally exoteric, that is, they are public and communal traditions in which humans perceive themselves as obligated to observe a certain way of life in order to please that one God through observance of that God's commandments. And this is open and public. At the same time, all three traditions have very strong mystical tendencies. In Judaism, there is the tradition of Kabbalism. In Islam, there is the Sufi tradition. And in Christianity, there are mystics running from the Gnostics of the 2nd century all the way to the Quakers of the 20th century. Despite these family resemblances with Judaism and Islam, however, Christianity emerges as distinctive above all because of its claim that Jesus of Nazareth is divine. And this changes everything. Jesus partakes in creation, revelation, saving, and judging of humans. He will judge the living and the dead. And by making one who was a human person divine, Christianity's monotheism is obviously quite much more complex than that of Islam and Judaism. Indeed, Judaism from the beginning considered Christians to be polytheists. They claimed that Christians made two powers in heaven and therefore were no longer Jewish. Likewise, the Quran speaks of Christians as giving partners to Allah because they make Jesus divine. And therefore, they also have shirked, that is, they have fallen back into idolatry and polytheism. Christians, of course, claim that they are thoroughly monotheistic, but they think of God's oneness not in terms of singularity, but in terms of unity, a unity of divine persons.